At the moment in Sudan, we are seeing a catastrophe on top of what was already a humanitarian crisis. We are looking at more than 19 million people who do not know where their next meal would come from if this fighting continues. Food insecurity in Sudan was already at record levels before the conflict erupted, and now we are estimating as WFP that up to 2.5 million more people could slip into hunger in the coming 3 to 6 months, again for a total of around 19 million people, which is around 40% of the population. People are struggling to afford a basic meal because food prices are skyrocketing. Many reports that food prices have doubled and could increase by an additional 25% in the coming months. So WFP is extremely concerned about the hunger situation in Sudan. We have managed to restart our operations after a temporary suspension that was put into effect on the 16th of April after 3 WFP staff and 4 of our partner organization staff were killed in the fighting in North Darfur on the 16th of April. And we resumed operations last week, and food distributions are now going on in the east of Sudan, in Gedaref, Kassala, White Nile, and soon we will also start distributions in Jazeera State. We are aiming to reach 384,000 newly displaced and pre-existing refugees and IDPs, as well as vulnerable host communities in the foreseeable future in the coming weeks. Additionally to that, we are scaling up our emergency operations as quickly as possible and hope in the coming months to support around 5 million vulnerable Sudanese and refugees. For that, we require quite a bit of funding. Even before the conflict erupted, WFP Sudan was facing a funding shortfall of over $300 million. And now with this increase in humanitarian needs and the number of people who are struggling to get one meal a day, we will need beyond that $300 million to support those who need it the most.